The Hedgehog and the Fox. Tetlock distinguishes between two types of predictors, the hedgehog and the fox, according to a distinction promoted by the essayist Isaiah Berlin. As in Aesop's fable, the hedgehog knows one thing, the fox knows many things. These are the adaptable types you need in daily life. Many of the prediction failures come from hedgehogs who are mentally married to a single big black swan event, a big bet that isn't likely to play out. The hedgehog is someone focusing on a single, improbable and consequential event, falling for the narrative fallacy that makes us so blinded by one single outcome that we can't imagine others. Hedgehogs, because of the narrative fallacy, are easier for us to understand. Their ideas work in sound bites. Their category is overrepresented among famous people. Ergo, famous people are on average worse at forecasting than the rest of the predictors. I've avoided the press for a long time because whenever journalists hear my black swan story, they ask me to give them a list of future impacting events. They want me to be predictive of these black swans. Strangely, my book, Fooled by Randomness, published a week before September 11, 2001, had a discussion of the possibility of a plane crashing into my office building. So I was naturally asked to show how I predicted the event. I didn't predict it. It was a chance occurrence. I'm not playing Oracle. I even recently got an email asking me to list the next 10 black swans. Most failed to get my point about the error of specificity, the narrative fallacy, and the idea of prediction. Contrary to what people might expect, I'm not recommending that anyone become a hedgehog. Rather, be a fox with an open mind. I know that history is going to be dominated by an improbable event. I just don't know what that event will be. Reality? What for? I found no formal Tetlock-like comprehensive study in economics journals. But suspiciously, I found no paper trumpeting economists' ability to produce reliable projections. So I reviewed what articles and working papers in economics I could find. They collectively show no convincing evidence that economists as a community have an ability to predict. And if they have some ability, their predictions are at best just slightly better than random ones, not good enough to help with serious decisions. The most interesting test of how academic methods fare in the real world was run by Spiros Makridakis, who spent part of his career managing competitions between forecasters who practice a scientific method called econometrics, an approach that combines economic theory with statistical measurements. Simply put, he made people forecast in real life, and then he judged their accuracy. This led to the series of M competitions he ran, with assistance from Michel Ibon, of which M3 was the third and most recent one, completed in 1999. Makridakis and Ibon reached the sad conclusion that statistically sophisticated or complex methods do not necessarily provide more accurate forecasts than simpler ones.